Hi, my name is Nick Tibusek, and you are about to bring your strength and skills, and through that, your body, to a complete new level with this podcast. In this podcast, you're not only learning about what's needed to train successfully, but also how to stay healthy and in shape long term. As a calisthenics athlete and coach, I train some of the best athletes in the world, and I will show you what details really matter and how to use the three cornerstones of planning, technique, and mindset to build yourself into the best version of yourself. This podcast is a combination of science, practical experience, and personal stories, which used in the right way will change your whole life. If you want more performance, look great, have more skills and mental power for your training, you're exactly right here. Because here you will learn how to make that happen. Welcome to the Strength and Skills Podcast. Let's walk the walk.
It's a whole nother level now.
This is a whole nother level.
Yeah.
So as we had the pull talk, we had the dip talk. I think we also had a kind of a muscle up talk, but now we want to take on the female side a little bit more.
I think the closest thing that comes to this is the arm talk.
Yeah.
As I said, I think this is a completely different level now.
Yeah. Now we're going to talk about how to actually build a big booty. And this is going to be interesting. As you know, we say that's a female thing, but I wouldn't even say it's just a female thing, because glutes, when you build them up, they get stronger. And that's super interesting for pretty much every guy as well. You need strong glutes for pretty much every lower body lift. Even for sprinters, it's super interesting. You know what? I had a friend. I still have him as a friend. Billy. He did a study for his university, where he tested if hip thrusts will help you sprint better times. And of course it did. Because when we look at it, what does the glute do? It does extend the hip. What do you have to do for running and sprinting? Gotta extend the hip. And so of course it works better. Of course, you know, when you get stronger, you're gonna be better at that. And this was a super interesting part, but on the other hand, I think there's so much misconception when it comes to the glutes, like doing crab walks, glute kickbacks, and all that stuff. What are your opinions about what would be your number one exercise to build up a big fat booty?
Okay, my number one exercise, I would definitely say it's got to be the hip thrust if we want to like train the glute in its like almost quote unquote pure function, you know. Yeah. Because you're always going to have, with movements like squats and RDLs or deadlifts in general, you're going to have other muscle groups like involved and potentially be a limiting factor if you want to isolate the glute in a way, you know. I'm not saying that you're purely isolating the glute with the hip thrust, but you're training it to its closest function, which is the hip extension, as you mentioned. And there are some little tweaks to the motion that you can do to then maybe have even extra glute focus or tackle other parts of the glute, like maybe adding a band around your knees and then also cueing yourself in a way, okay, as I'm extending the hip, let me maybe try and drive the knees out and end up on the outer shin, outer edge of my feet. And in that way, you can also have this external rotation of the hip, which also is one of the functions of certain parts of the glute. So I would say that is my number one pick if someone were to have issues with either building glute mass or pure glute strength.
So that's super interesting, because you also will have some people who will tell you, yeah, you don't even need the hip thrust. If you just squat and deadlift, then you're good to go. Yeah. And on the other hand, there was a study, I think it came out, it must have been 2020 or 21, which was quite a big thing. Because they tested the which exercise is actually working the glutes the most when you check that on this electric scale, you know.
Yeah.
And it was actually the step up that had the best markers, and that's super interesting, and it makes so much sense.
Absolutely. Because
you are in a completely stretched version of the glute. And the interesting part here is what we also have to keep in mind, you do that unilateral. And as you do it unilateral, and you're definitely deeper than in a split squat and stuff like that, so you have a longer way, you know, you also have to stabilize the knee the whole time. And one thing that we have to keep in mind when it comes to the glutes, it's not just hip extending in a straight way, which is pretty much the glute maximus, but we also have the glute medialis. And that does kind of a little bit of the external rotation. So you always have this internal and external rotation of the femur, which is the bone of the leg, the upper bone, you know, and that has to be stabilized within the hip so that you don't lose the leg, you know.
The leg doesn't fall off.
And one of the things that the glute has to do is also stabilizing that. And so I think why we have so much glute work here is because both sides of the glute have to work here very, very much. And this is a super interesting thing. This is actually also another thing why I like step-ups as an assistance exercise for a lot of good lifters, you know. I really like them to put them into a program on the right, yes. At the right time for the right person. Yeah, just amazing, you know. Of course, it's always a little bit individual how to put that in. Yeah, not everyone needs it, but a lot of people really profit from it, and it's one of my go-to exercises. Really gotta commit that. Yeah, when we look at that, it makes absolutely sense why the step up is the one that has the best markers there. So. That was super interesting. But of course, as you said, other muscles are involved as well. And also here, we have to check out for some stuff that we have to look for when it comes to the step-ups if we want to do them knee or hip dominant. And this is also another super interesting topic. Would you say there's a special way how to do the hip thrust to build up more glutes, as you said, with the driving the knees out, maybe using a band to increase external rotation? You said something with putting the weight on the outer skirt.
Yeah, exactly. Like using this cue that as you're extending the hip, you wanna almost like put your feet only on the outer edge.
Yeah.
So that, you know, this kind of intensifies this rotation that's happening within the hip.
Yeah.
And like one thing that I notice quite often with the hip thrust is like there are two extremes. You have people who are using not enough weight, and then you have people who are loading it just too much, you know, loading it too much to the point where they're not able to fully extend the hip anymore, and the exercise almost becomes useless then, you know.
Yeah.
And then also the other group, you know, the glute is the biggest muscle within the body. And they're underestimating that potential by putting some really low weight on it. And then, of course, it's not going to really grow because it doesn't have the proper stimulus for it, you know.
That's very important part to put that into here, as you said. I mean, we had these episodes where we explained how to drive hypertrophy.
Yeah.
And I think this is a very important part that you just said. If you want to grow the booty, you got to give that booty a stimulus, and we need a mechanical stimulus. It needs to be heavy for the glutes. I think this is why everybody is so much about squats and deadlifts, because that's probably the exercise that you most of the time load up the most. So that gets a lot of mechanical stress to that muscle just through the movements, as you usually move a lot of weight there. So you should. If you don't, do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like how I would program hip thrust is usually in a higher rep range. Yeah. Like I would mostly stay in 10 to 12 usually.
Yeah.
Is going any lower and higher than that is definitely going to be, you know, limiting you in that weight aspect. And then also, I think it's really valuable to always include a pause at the top, because that ensures that, okay, people are certainly extending the hip fully and they have control over the motion. Quite often you see like people not going all the way up, or just, you know, spending a tiny moment at the top and then going immediately back down. Like that's the hardest part of the motion, you know?
Yeah.
And you want to load the glute in it. You want to put that load on it in that hardest part. You want to really make it work hard. Because as you said, you know, you have to give the booty a reason to grow. Otherwise, nothing's going to happen. No change is going to happen.
What I think is why the hip thrust at that place is also an extremely important one is usually when you extend the hip to the maximum, in every other motion, you're usually standing. So at that time, when you have a weight in front of you, maybe from a deadlift or RDL or whatever that might be, or a squat, then it's on your shoulders. At that time, the weight, as a, I mean, the energy that you have to use here, you know, from a physical side, the angle that we have, right there, the lever that we are working with, if there's not so much working on the glutes at that point anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, we have those people who have a lack of the ability to lock out the deadlift and stuff like that. I know that, of course. But using the hip thrust for exactly that reason, that you have to lock out and you are actually in the best position to really lock out and working against gravity in that position, you know, I think that makes it so valuable. I think that this is why this is such a good exercise for that. But I would always combine it with a deadlift and a squat variation, as I would say bringing a lot of mechanical stress through a deadlift variation and a squat variation onto the glute, and then bringing in some more like isolation work for the glute with the hip thrust is a very, very good way to do so. And I would even say it makes even more sense to then also have a unilateral exercise in there as well.
Mm.
Could be the step up, could also be the split squat. I mean, I know a lot of people who build up a very big booty by just doing certain split squat variations. Could be a Bulgarian split squat, could be a classic split squat with a barbell, whatever you want to use. You can also use the dumbbells and stuff like that. If you want to build up the glutes, I would recommend at that time, I think that's an important information, to make a big step and lean forward. That makes it very, very hip dominant, and really try to not push from the other leg that's behind you, and really try to do it all from the front leg and make the glute work a lot. So this is a lot about muscle feeding, of course, as well. But I think these to have this in mind when doing that, and also, I mean, these are like four exercises, and you have a good leg day, you know.
Pretty much.
It's crazy.
And I think in certain cases, what's also valuable to add in, like not only from the hypertrophy aspect of things, but also from a health standpoint and also performance, like adding in some pure hip abduction at the end of the workout. Like that can be machine work, and it is usually machine work because it's like the easiest way to train that range.
Yeah.
And the great thing about machines is you already set up in a way that trains the muscle in its function, you know, so you don't have to worry about positioning too much.
Yeah.
And I would never go balls to the walls in a machine. I would never go crazy on a machine. Like, just put some lower load on it, go for higher reps. Like in this case, I would go like 14, 15, 16, maybe even above, you know, pump some blood in the tissue, and really have a nice way to kind of close the session. This is also going to train those glute parts, as you mentioned, like the glute medius and the glute minimus, that aren't usually quite tackled, as they have different functions. Like, they certainly help with the hip extension, but they're also more geared towards that external rotation and the abduction of the hip, yeah. which you don't really have with all of the bigger motions that we mentioned before.
Yeah.
So like with that, together with everything else you mentioned, I think you have a really, really good glute workout.
Absolutely. I think this is another thing that you also mentioned now, with this abduction thing and the external rotation. Now we have to talk about the sumo deadlift as well.
Yeah.
I think that's a very important one when it comes to this whole thing with the booty, as I think we should look at it from a standpoint of how to build up this amazing, this classic apple. How do we build that up, or a peach, you know, to make it into a good form? I mean, that's interesting for girls, but it's interesting for men as well, you know. Having a good booty, I think, if you have a girlfriend, ask her. She's about, oh yeah, I like a good booty on a man. Every girl likes that. Yeah, it's like that. So I think when I look into what I've built on booties during the past years, you know, I think that the sumo deadlift was always something that helped building a good peach, you know. Otherwise you have this glute and it comes out, but to have this, you have that flat back. And if you want that look that it comes out, you know, like flat back, boing, you know, this thing.
Yeah.
I think you get me. There you need the glute medius. You need it. Because if you don't have it there, it will be a flatter intro into the booty. You get me?
You won't have the bulge, yeah. You won't have the shock effect anymore.
Exactly. So yeah. This is why I say this is such an important thing to build up. And at that point, also like a sumo squat could be something that you can also use very well as an assistance exercise. Maybe starting off with normal squats, having some RDLs, having some hip thrusts, maybe in a superset with a sumo squat, and then ending things up with a nice split squat in the end would be such a good killer for the booty. And that would be a very good booty workout, actually. I mean, that's, in my opinion, I think that's a very good way to build up a very good booty. So,
yeah,
and I haven't even done a kickback. And I think that's a very important topic that we also have to bring in here.
Mm.
How do you like the kickbacks? What do you think about them?
Oof, that's, you know, I mean, I see where the people that are doing it are coming from. Like, you know, you're doing that hip extension motion, and I mean, certainly you are training the glute, but you have to question the effectiveness of that method, you know. You can definitely put it in the group of doing the walks, you know, the like abduction walks with the band. So
yeah.
Where people just like are in a semi-squat position with the band around their knees and they're moving laterally. And somehow that's considered to be a really good glute builder.
Yeah.
Like I honestly don't see a setting other than like warming up or maybe some rehab work where that can be considered a good like glute hypertrophy exercise like those two. Like certainly you are training the glute because you're moving where like the function of the glute is coming into play. But there's absolutely not enough load, not enough stimulus, as we mentioned before, for that to be an effective method for you to build up that glute, you know. And I think, you know, the fact that people are pushing that out so much and promoting that so much, there's so much stigma now about the glute, you know, because of that. And as you mentioned, I don't know why, but it's considered to be a female thing, you know, where like it shouldn't be like. Everyone should be able and should train the glute because
yeah.
You have so many benefits in literally everything, like not only lower body work, but as you mentioned, sprints, like any sport.
Yeah.
Like heck, even like weighted calisthenics athletes, like with their upper body work are going to benefit if they build up the glute, you know?
Absolutely.
Because of the connection with the posterior chain and the lats and so on. And
yeah.
Yeah. Like that, those are some of my thoughts when it comes to the kickbacks.
Well, I really have to say, I think If you would ask me, is there one muscle that really shows that you're an athlete, then it's probably the glute, because from the glute you see if the people do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's super interesting. So don't want to be rude on everybody, but if you don't have a good glute, I know you don't train. And of course, it could be that you, okay, my glute does not grow very well and stuff like that. You know, I don't have a huge glute, but I do have a good glute, I think. And this is super interesting to see how less people are focused on that muscle, but should be, you know, as you just mentioned, you need the glute for so much, for really so much. And it's also connected to so much of your core stability. And that's another point that I would really like to bring in here. When we bring in the core stability point, then you have no reason anymore to not train the glutes. As even if you are into more of upper body training, most of the time when you do more upper body training, you also have this thing that you need a good core stability. And the glutes are definitely connected to that. And if they are working well, then your core works so much better. And then you just profit from that. And this is another important thing here to add into this, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Like people who have a good connection with the glute and are able to feel it and contract it and just have like all around a good performance with it are just able, like I feel like from what I saw, they're able to control their hips so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And they're able to position the hip in a more efficient position so that they benefit in every other motion that they do. You know, like we have a lot of calisthenics athletes out there who just don't have this connection with the glute, and you just see the hips being all over the place when it comes to upper body motions, you know. But understanding how the hip moves and how you're actually using the glutes to control the motion of the hip is, I think, one crucial part to actually, you know, achieve overall better positioning with everything. So, absolutely. A lot of reasons to train the glute, yeah.
Yeah. And another one would be it has a connection to the lats.
Yeah.
And that's a super important one. The better you are able to actually squeeze the glutes, the better you can actually use the lats. And that's super important for deadlifts. So you deadlift just more, and because you just get this whole lats just tighter and get it just more stable. And on the other hand, another very important one on that is if the glutes are squeezed, you can pull better. And that makes a much, much big, it's just a big difference for pull-ups and chin-ups and stuff like that to move bigger weights there. And also for all the rowing movements. So for pretty much every pulling exercise, even if it's from the floor or it's from the upper body, you know, you need the glutes. You need them. So they are always involved. So they are pretty much in the middle of the body and you need them for pretty much everything. So that's an important one. And even if you just do a bench press, I think you can talk about that as well. You need the glutes for that for stability reasons as well, don't you?
Yeah. Like I remember at one point I was so worried about like my upper back positioning and my arch. That I almost lost the connection with the lower body. You know, I stopped thinking about the glutes. And then in one session, my coach was at a point where he was like, don't think about the upper body too much. Just focus on squeezing the glutes. You know, when you're starting off the bench, don't worry about the arch. Just squeeze the glutes and you're going to be well positioned. Like, man, when I did that, like not only was my arch better without even thinking about it, my connection was better with the lower body and I could use a leg drive more effectively because of that. Mm. So like overall, yeah, absolutely. Like we come back to that, you know, the glute, like it's the connection you have, like the upper body connection to the lower body and vice versa. So we certainly need that.
Yeah. We definitely need bigger glutes to be better athletes in everything, you know, whatever sport is that you do. If you have a stronger glute, you're just going to profit from that. Even as I don't know. Let's say you play baseball or cricket and stuff like that. Not even talking about basketball or football and stuff like that. Even those sports profit from having a stronger glute. You know, that's a super important one to understand, because when you spring, you know, when you jump, you want to do a big jump for basketball and stuff like that. What do you think where this comes from?
Yeah,
you're extending knee and hip. And mostly it's the hip that gives you the power to bring that up. If the glute is stronger, you probably jump higher. And that's a important one to keep in mind, you know. And if you want to jump in front of you, yeah, it's the same thing, you know. It's always the glutes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I think that I think we made it pretty clear that you have to train the glutes if you want to be a good athlete. You know, you just profit from that.
Yeah.
So we also gave some insights on how to train it. And I would like to bring one more thing into it. The health standpoint is another one that I would always recommend to train the glutes, because I've seen so many people having issues on squats and stuff like that because the glutes are not working in the best way. And that was always a thing. And here comes in another one that you also already mentioned. The external rotation stuff is crucial to have a healthy hip. This is super important, having a good internal and external rotation. And I have to mention that both of them are extremely valuable when it comes to that, because you have to stabilize the femur. You know, and that's a super important one when it comes to the whole hip thing, because how many people do have some issues with the hip?
For sure. And it's interesting also, like, it's not only with the hip. It's like most of the times when someone has lower back issues or back issues in general, it's quite often connected with the glute as well.
Yeah.
So like, either tackling that motion through like mobility and stretches, and then maybe some light work, like light strengthening work, like doing glute bridges or single leg bridges, and like hip extensions up on the shin. Like that stuff helps a ton. Like I've tweaked my back a couple of times. I've had people in the gym, you know, have some lower back issues, and whenever we like move the glutes, either through a stretch or through a light strengthening motion, that helped alleviate that pain, and they automatically felt better.
And that's it. Yeah. So you see, that's the health standpoint is crucial for that, especially for us as we in this Western world that we are living in right now. You know, we're sitting so much. I mean, you right now are not that much sitting, as you're always on the floor doing your PTs. But I think the most people that you work with are sitting the whole day.
Best jobs, the whole day, come in the gym. That's the only hour they move, you know.
Yeah. So having that glute work that you sat on the whole time was super important. And we have to think of one thing that also is a very crucial one here. When you sit, how in what position is your hip the whole time?
Your inflection.
Completely. And completely, to extend the hip is the thing that we need.
Yeah.
As to bring on something that is just exactly the difference, you know?
Most
of the time, people would really don't have this lower back issues from sitting if they would train this hip extension, which is done by the glutes. So that's the very big important add-on in the end for that.
For sure. I think like I tend to overlook that stuff, but it's really good. It's really important. Like that just gives another reason to, you know, have all of the exercises within the program. And then when you have that in mind, you just go into it with more intention and more focus. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm training my glutes, you know, all the memes, Beach Gang, Beach Boy, and whatever. No, like this has its reasoning. And I think it's really good that we went through it, because I've reminded myself of why I do certain stuff as well.
Yeah, it's super good.
Nice.
All right, I think we are coming to an end for the big booty talk. So if you like this episode, please let us know. If you have any more questions about how to build a big booty, just shoot us a message. you can always write a message to office@strengthandskills.de. This is an easy one. Or catch up with us on Instagram, stuff like that. Nick Tibu and Rado Bosic, you're going to find us there. We also have this Strength and Skills there on the Instagram and pretty much every other platform that you can find out there. So thank you, guys. Please share this one with those who need a big booty. And if you have a girlfriend that is up to building a good booty, this is the episode that you should send her. Thank you so much for your attention. Have a good one.